Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Jim Osteroff. We cannot do without him. You know, he is the indispensable man. We must have Jim Osteroff join us at least once a week, or our week is not complete. He's one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Editors. He's our good friend Jim Osteroff. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning, and good morning, everybody.
You're indispensable, Jim. We can't do without you.
I don't know. I'll have to check my dispensing machine. We'll see.
Hey, Jim, way back in the 10 years ago, more than 10 years, actually, maybe just about 10 years ago, there was a lot of debate going on about changing the tax code. The NFIB was, and other groups were really heavy on trying to change the tax code and to get a new way of approaching the way we tax ourselves, so that the government can have the money they have that they need. Congressman Tozen from Louisiana proposed the national sales tax, which you and I are going to talk about in a minute. Steve Forbes was pushing the flat tax, and in those days there was actually quite a bit of debate about maybe something new would happen, something would be changed, and of course we now know nothing did. But today, recently, in fact, in the last maybe 6 months or so, flat tax is not being discussed much more. But the value added tax, the VAT, the national sales tax, consumption tax, whatever you want to call it, is being discussed. And some people are discussing it as if it were a real possibility. What do you think, Jim?
That is getting a real hard look now. It's going to be one of the issues that this so-called deficit commission will focus on. And the reason is, I mean, you know, anytime particularly we get into sort of a deficit fix, people look at the VAT, which has been used in Europe for many years. And the reason is it is a Titanic revenue raiser.
It's a highly efficient For the government. It's not efficient for the businesses that collect and remit taxes, but it's a highly efficient way for the government to collect taxes,
raise money, and the idea here, supposedly simple-mindedly maybe, is that no more income tax. In fact, no more income tax, but instead people pay tax on, you know, things they buy, whether it's goods or services, and it actually, you know, is based in some way on stage of production.
Right.
But the thing here is that this could raise, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars very easily, and it seems attractive to some.
Well,
it's relatively simple for the government.
And by the way, folks, this is the lead story in the Kiplinger letter this week. I congratulate you guys, Jim, on bringing this up again. I've written about this in the last and have talked about this in the last 60 days or so. This is a very important topic, folks, for you to understand, because Jim, you said something a minute ago about the VAT being a great way if it replaced the income tax.
Right. That's right.
Which I would accept a VAT tax, and I keep saying VAT tax is redundant. I would accept the VAT if we could repeal the 16th Amendment, which is what it would take to get rid of the income tax. The problem I have with the VAT, Jim, is if we enact this thing, and without repealing the 16th Amendment, we're going to have an income tax and a VAT,
which is
what they have in Europe. And that's the reason why their economy is so slow. Entrepreneurship is in the tank over there, and with all that money that they've collected, they still can't service their debt.
They can't,
as we now know.
they can't. And, you know, to put it in perspective over here, but say even if there was no income tax at all, if we were going to try to offset much of our deficit and replace the income tax, put it this way, if you were going to buy a $30,000 new car, your tax bill would be something over $10,000.
Wow.
You want to buy a $30,000 car, you better figure on paying over $40,000.
Wow.
And that has an effect on consumption.
Right.
I mean, especially on high-end stuff.
And see, this is what's going on in Europe.
And it's
the reason why their economies are not growing very much, because they don't have the same consumer economy there that we do here. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jim Ostroff. More on the VAT after these messages. The VAT, the value-added tax. 2012, stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Jim Ostroff is our guest, and their website is Kiplinger.com, K-I-P-L-I-N-G-E-R. Hope you'll check their website out and use it. It's an outstanding one. I use it all the time, and you can find their publications there, how you can subscribe to them. If you want to go to the back of the website, all the way into the really meaty stuff that they have on the website, you'll need to subscribe to do that. And they've got the Kiplinger letter, of course, which Jim and I work off of every week, and that is the weekly publication. And then they've got two biweeklies: the tax letter and the agriculture letter. Right, Jim?
That's correct. Right.
And then also that magazine thing.
Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine. Exactly.
So check that out, folks. That's available on newsstands as well. What's about that phone number, Jim?
Yeah, this is a toll-free number, 800-544-0155.
So check all those things out. Don't forget the 30-day free trial that I worked hard to get you. So, and that's Kiplinger.com. Hey, Jim, we're talking about the VAT, the value-added tax, the consumption tax, the national sales tax. It has all those names. It's all the same thing. It's all about adding a tax on each little incremental step of production and distribution along the way from its origins to its consumption by the ultimate consumer. And that tax is added along the way and then collected and remitted to the government by each one of the members of the production team.
Exactly, and that likely...
Which could be your small business.
That's right. And likely, again, this would be in addition to the usual, you might say, income tax, which includes, obviously, monies that businesses must remit to the government, you know, as a tax on wages.
And it would be, think about your sales tax that you have to collect and remit. It'd be another project like that?
It would be, but it would be bigger.
Yeah.
And... you know, and I think the thing is, and one thing you might say that augurs or argues against the VAT is that it is a lot more complicated, not only for individuals and businesses, but then for the government too. And, you know, they have to be doing a lot more on this, which, of course, would mean that they would need a lot more money.
Right.
And that's very hard nowadays, too. Took men tens of billions of additional dollars for the government so they could collect taxes.
But now Kiplinger says basically what you're saying is that the chances of it actually happening are slim, notwithstanding we don't know what the commission, the deficit commission, the blue ribbon panel that they've put together. Never mind we don't know what they're going to say. But you think regardless that it was not likely that we'll add a VAT.
No. It just
from Kiplinger's mouth to God's ears, right, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
Jim,
that is what we believe. Just because, I mean, honestly, it potentially could raise a lot of revenue, but it's complex, and I got to say, and there are real downsides. For instance, people, low and middle income people, would be hit especially hard.
Yeah, it's a regressive tax for poor people, especially.
Yeah. And so there's discussion, well, we can take care of that by doing rebates to these people, creating even more bureaucracies and
right.
more costs. So
right.
it's probably not going to happen.
Well, and again, the last thought on this, Jim, as we move on to another topic, and I want to point out to people, and this is a point that I made in my column about this, and it's also on the blog. This taxing regime of income tax and VAT is something that all we have to do is look at Europe and see they've already had this for years and years, and right now they are in a serious crisis over there, a serious debt crisis. All the money that they've collected for them from their people over the years, they still have a debt problem because their politicians wouldn't quit spending. Jim, we don't have an income, we don't have a tax revenue problem in America. We're like Europe. We have a revenue spending problem in America.
It's on the spending side.
That's what we've got, folks. And until we can rein that in with our politicians and ourselves, what we expect from our government, until we can rein that in, we're gonna one day become like Europe. Hey, Jim, let's move over and talk about the economy. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has been bailed out to the tune of tens of billions of dollars.
That's right.
And yet they're still going to need more.
Nearly $150 billion so far, but there are scores of billions of dollars of bad loans still percolating out there, and yeah, they will need more. And over here, though, as we note, that it would seem that the pace of defaults has slowed, but actually all that means really, in most cases, is that banks, you know, are putting off foreclosure as much as a year, and hoping, of course, that taxpayer consumers are able to go and...
Well, they're hoping that maybe the economy will turn around, people will start back to work,
right.
but that pace is not tracking, not helping their plans much, is it?
No, it's not, and so...
And so so that's the reason why you guys are predicting that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to need more money.
They most certainly
more bailouts,
will.
Folks, and this is
right,
more
right.
good money after bad, and so... It's just something that we're going to have to deal with. Hey, Jim, one of the point things that you guys point out before we go to the break, I wanted to talk about the deflation. You guys say that short-term deflation is a bigger concern than inflation.
Well, yeah, we've seen in April something that the CPI, the core CPI without energy, sort of has held, but overall inflation has declined a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And deflation is a real problem. We saw it.
But even though it's the ugliest of the two, right now we don't need inflation, and so maybe a little bit of moving back and forth is a good thing, folks. And it could be worse. We could have stagflation right now. Quick break. Stay with us. 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, I'm there too, at Jim Blasingame, if you want to see what we got going on there. Jim Ostroff is associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. We're talking about what's going on in the world these days, according to Kiplinger. And, Jim, moving over to page 3, this is an interesting graphic that you guys have on page 3. It shows the relative burden of the U.S. debt compared, sovereign debt compared to GDP, compared to the top 30 countries in the world, the top developed countries in the world, and we're by far, we're way down the list, relatively speaking.
Well, yet we are. We're down, I don't know, around 5 out of 30 or something, and, with a total tax burden as a share of GDP of, just under 30%, 28%.
Yeah, the tax burden,
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's interesting, generally, that those nations that have higher tax rates also, as a share of GDP, have sort of lower productivity.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said debt a minute ago. I meant to say tax burden.
Right. Yeah. Tax.
But we're at 28%. right. A tax debt, tax burden as a share of GDP. Denmark is the highest, and then France, then UK, then Germany, then Poland. And, you know, in Denmark, I reported on this when I was over there a few years ago. I came back and reported on this. I asked the Danes about their tax structure. In Denmark, if you that $30,000 car that you talked about in the earlier segment.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you know how much the tax alone would be on that car? It's something like 125%.
Yeah, I'm saying you pay more in taxes than for the car.
So the $30,000 car might cost you something like almost $70,000.
That's
what
right.
A cab driver told me.
Mm-hmm. And cab drivers are always right. But they,
well, I asked him. He's a businessman.
Right,
I mean,
this wasn't
some. This wasn't some guy who was driving somebody else's car. It was his own car.
And he had to buy it, and that's what
he had
it cost.
Just written the check. I mean, he right. was telling the truth, and mm-hmm. and so that's an example. Anyway, that's the U.S. is still 28%, and of course, Japan is about the same. South Korea is a little bit less. Turkey's a little less. Mexico's a little bit less. So those are interesting statistics. But we don't need to be, you know, we need to be going the other way, Jim. We need to be going down the line, because I'm convinced that the lower the tax in a free market, a vibrant free market consumer economy, entrepreneurial economy like America has, when you lower tax, you make people want to go out and create opportunity. And when you create opportunity, you create tax revenue.
Yeah, and we've seen
I believe that dynamic scoring works.
And we've seen that time and again when ultimately that tax burden did decline and spending increased. And then
every time they've cut capital gains tax revenues go up.
We've seen that time and again.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Jim, let's move over and talk about this is a small business point. How can small businesses double dip on tax credits for health insurance?
Basically, the IRS says that, you know, qualifying small business, and they got to qualify you know, that receive, you might say, state tax subsidies, you know, or credits for providing health care to their employees can get federal tax credits. But, you know, employers, you know, can't wind up getting a bigger federal credit than they actually pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way of giving back a little more. You know, and then 30 states offer small businesses some help in addition to the federal tax credit. You know, and it can be worth up to 35% of costs this year.
Right.
But once again, you got to check the fine print. You know, there are certain requirements, minimums and maximums.
Right.
But it's a help.
It'll be something that'll be rolling out with all the other new things in the new health insurance bill. Hey, Jim, quickly, 2% increase coming up next year on postal?
2 cents.
First class stamps?
Yeah, basically look for first class stamps rise 44 to 46 cents. Postal Service needs more money because people are mailing less. And there's less revenue, so they're raising
rates. Yeah, so we
have
to pay more for that. Yep, absolutely. There's going to be some changes coming there, too, Jim. Before too long. Hey, thanks for being here, Jim. Good job, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kipling Editors. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.